Hey there, and welcome to Real Talk with Sam podcast. We're doing real topics, talking about real stories, and having real talk from a millennial minister's point of view and guests from all over the world. Welcome, my Facebook family, Instagram family, to the very first live podcast episode we have had, at least since 2020. So we're going to introduce a segment called Confessions and Lessons once again, and today is going to be our very, very first one. So I'm really excited to be back with you guys, and what better way to revive this podcast than to be live, because why not? So the first part of this segment is going to be the confessions part. So I am going to share something with you all that has taken place in my life. It's a true story. And I am going to basically tell you what I've learned from that experience. And also I'm going to give you some encouragement and some scripture references to where I'm pulling my lesson from, right? So that is what we're going to do today. So here's the confessions part. So this is the truth. We have always have real talk on this podcast, whether live or whatever. So here's what happened. So what had happened was, I was having a dialogue with somebody that I really admire, really care about, really respect, and was really one of the very few human beings that I truly just admired, and just all around was an awesome human being in my opinion. So of course, you know, with me holding this person in such high regard, naturally I wanted to, you know, be my best and be like, okay, let me show this person who I really am, like, but also put on my best. But I wasn't going to dial myself down. I wasn't going to pretend like I was somebody that I wasn't, because that would be dishonest. So we chat for a while, right? And I found myself in a place where a lot of the things that I would say to this person, I either dialed down out of fear that I was going to offend this person, or that they wouldn't be able to accept what I was saying to them. And at first I just shrugged the feeling off. I was like, it's not a big deal. Really not. In the grand scheme of things, right? Because this person is valuable. This person is somebody that I want to keep in my life. This is somebody that I, you know, genuinely care about. So, but then after a few weeks, it was nagging at me that I was like, you know what? By watering something down or sugarcoating something that I believe is important, I can't just let this person think that this thing is okay or this thing is just whatever and let it pass by. Because if I keep doing that, then I'm going to feel like I always have to sugarcoat something or water things down or completely disregard it in order for things to be okay, when in fact it's not okay. So I talked to this person about it, made sure that I presented it in a calm manner, a respectful manner, and the person's reaction shocked me. I was like, oh, all right. So, but at the same, and honestly, I didn't expect the reaction that I got out of this person. But at the same time, I was relieved, because I could have held back like I had started to, and like I had been doing for several weeks, right? But I realized, I said, you know what? If I'm going to truly be a servant of God, if I'm truly going to embody who Christ is as one of his own, I cannot be dishonest with this person or really anybody else. And so I started to really dig deep and find out, okay, have I been doing this with other people? Have I subconsciously been doing this with other people? And if so, how do I get it to stop? Like, what do I need to do? I know I need to go into prayer, obviously, because we got to pray about these things when these things come to your attention. But how do I fix it? So now, I go into prayer and I'm like, Lord, where did this come from? I'm trying to find the root of the thing. I'm trying to find out where it all started so I can correct it, so I can, you know, rectify it, right? And so after I did some diving, some digging deep inside, I said, okay, this has actually been going on for quite some time. And I need to get to a place where I don't do this anymore, because this tendency that I have to, you know, spare for the sake of sparing somebody's feelings is really not benefiting me or this other person. Because how can I say that I truly love this person or care about this person, want to be a blessing to this person, if I don't tell them the truth? How many of you know when you water something down, it is still not the truth? Because the way and the intention that you're saying these things or sugarcoating these things is based in fear. It's based in fear of something. So my encouragement to you is, and this is where the lesson part comes in, is to number one, do not be afraid to stand up and speak the truth to the person that you care about. If that person refuses to hear what you have to say, whether it be a concern, whether it be something that is bothering you, whether it be something that you found offensive or took offense to, whatever the case may be, you should be able to come and talk to your brother or sister with respect, with, you know, being calm and being, you know, just being even keel. You should be, if possible, even keel. You should be able to talk to whomever this person is and express your concerns, express why you feel that way, or express why you have come to this thought process, right? And be able to reason with one another. Why? Because that's what the Word of God says to do. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to reference that scripture. It's Matthew 18 and 15, which states, and I'm reading from the King James Version. It says, "Moreover, if thy brother shall trespass against thee, go and tell him his fault between thee and him alone." So what it's saying is, if you have aught against your brother, if you have something against your brother, go to that brother or that person and talk to him one-on-one. That's basically what it's saying, what the scripture is saying. "If he shall hear thee, thou hast gained thy brother." In other words, if he or she hears you out, if he or she listens to what you have to say, then and respectfully and tries to reason with you or figure out where things went wrong, reconcile, etc., then that means that you both can move forward. You both can move forward. Because in order for two people to walk together, they have to be agreed. And if they're not in agreement, then there's a problem. So again, the lesson in that, one of the lessons in this Confessions and Lessons segment is this: do not be afraid to stand up and speak the truth. I don't care what it's about. It could be something small. It could be something massive. If it's important to you and you feel that it could be a stumbling block in your path or in the other person's path, and you have the inkling to stand up and say, "Hey, this is something that I need to point out to you, bring to your attention. I don't know if you realize this or not," blah, 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 you should be able to talk to that person and be able to get things straightened out. If the person hears you, great, you can move forward. If not, then it is not on your hands. Because God forbid something goes wrong because you did not give the warning or you did not point something out to that person. Then you are now negating the blessing that you could have been to that person by pointing that thing out, right? So that's one lesson to learn from this, and one lesson that I have learned from this, something that I was reminded of when going through this time of realization and this time of like, okay, this is a thing that needs to be, that I need to work on, right? Because we're not, none of us are perfect. So, okay. So the next part, the next lesson that I have learned in this experience, and I truly bless God for this, because there's times when you think about things and you may just disregard them, but when certain situations happen in your life and it's just like right in your face, then you're like, oh, wait a minute. This is something that I need to get straight. So that's just want to point that out. Okay, so another thing that I wanted to bring up in this is when you hold somebody in high regard, or just people, period, whenever you are in contact or in communication with somebody, and especially if they're a children of God, especially if they're a children of God, you have a responsibility as to how you treat that person. Period. What does that mean? Whatever you expect and however you expect that person to treat you should be prepared to provide that same treatment and that same respect to that person in return. We don't go and disrespect one another. We don't go and lie to one another. We don't do any of those things. Why? Because that's the opposite of what Christ does. That's the opposite of what Christ is, what he represents. And if we are truly children of God, we are truly followers of Christ, we must embody what Christ is. Because how else will we have any type of proof that we have truly been born again, that we have truly been transformed? If you have no fruits of the Spirit, then there is no transformation. There is no proof that you have been born again. So, with that said, it is imperative that even if somebody does you wrong, you still treat that person with kindness and respect. So that way you are not at fault with the Father. We don't want to be in trouble with the Father. We don't want to be in the hot seat with the Lord. I don't know if you have gone through being corrected by the Father, but it is not fun and it is not pretty. It's not. So my lesson in this is treat people with kindness and respect, period. Forgiveness is required when they do something wrong. Forgiveness is required. Right? That's the hard part. I had to just give myself a minute to digest that myself, because I said, forgiveness is required. Forgiveness is required. And anyway, so forgiveness is required when in a relationship with people. This is any type of relationship. If we are truly children of God, followers of Christ, we have to, oh, this is another big part of this. We have to deny our flesh. In order to please Christ and do what Christ would do. This walk with Christ is not easy, y'all. It's not easy. It's not meant to be comfortable. It's not meant to be a vacation. It's not. So this is something that we are this is our responsibility. This is our responsibility. And I want to bring encouragement and the scripture references that I base this lesson on, the first of which is Ephesians 4 and 32. It says, and this is once again from the King James Version, whatever version you prefer to read. I pray that you catch this revelation that I got. And be ye kind to one another. So it says very clearly what we are supposed to do. Be ye kind to one another. Tender-hearted, so not cold. Forgiving one another, there's that word again, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. That's if you really take the time to digest what that one verse means. Not even the whole chapter, just that one verse. If you meditate on that one verse, of course, getting the context of what the book and the chapter is saying, of course. But if you just focus on that one verse, you will see that, oh, if I've forgotten that I'm supposed to forgive people, if I forgot how I'm supposed to treat my fellow man, this is it right here. This could be your single reference right here. Right? And the second scripture is Colossians 3, verses 12 and 13. It says, put on therefore, and so this is for my brothers and sisters who are God's elect, right? For those of us who are in leadership, in church, ministry, marketplace, whatever capacity you find yourself as a leader, wherever God places you as a leader, let me get that correct. Wherever God places you as a leader, in a leadership role, in a leadership capacity, this is especially for us. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God and holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, there's kindness again, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, and forbearing one another and forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. So what does that mean? Again, even as Christ forgave us, we are to forgive our fellow man. No matter what the quarrel is about, if it can get straightened out, great. If not, we are still required to forgive. When our feelings get hurt, we are required to forgive. Does it feel good? No. Is it painful? Yes. Most of the time, especially if your feelings get hurt or you are truly like, if they do something that hurts you, whether intentionally or unintentionally, we are still required to forgive. There is no exceptions for this principle. There's no exceptions for this, period. So what does that mean? Hang on, let me just make sure. Okay, I think we're still good on Facebook. Okay, cool. All right. So what does all of this mean? Why did I bring this up? Number one, I wanted to show y'all in real time, in real life situations that these things happen. Whether people mean to do it or not, sometimes people just say things that are just not okay with you, and you have a responsibility to speak up. You can choose to stay silent. You can choose to water it down. You can choose to plain just does not sit. But really, who is that going to be a blessing to? Who is that? Whose life is that going to transform? And how is correction supposed to come in? When God puts you in a position to be a blessing, it is not often going to come in a pretty little package. Sometimes it comes in the form of correction. Yeah, it comes in the form of correction. Matter of fact, a lot of times it comes in the form of correction. So we have to understand that while we serve a loving God, while we serve an awesome God, he is also sovereign. His will is his will for our lives. And if you say out of your mouth, Lord, let your will be done over our lives, that means his word is going to in your life. Yeah. So with that being said, that is Confession and Lessons for this podcast episode. So for those of you who have been following this podcast for a while, number one, I want to say thank you so much for your loyalty, for your commitment, because while I was away, a lot of people still listen to the episodes that were already posted from last year, from the year prior. And I just want to say thank you so much for the comments. Some of you have messaged me saying, basically asking, when is the podcast coming back? And I will go in, and I'm going to probably go into this week why I almost left and quit the podcast completely. Because there is a whole story behind that, and I hope and pray that it encourages y'all, and I hope and pray that something I have said in this first Confessions and Lessons segment has inspired you to, number one, to know that these things happen. These things, sometimes they have a happy ending, sometimes they have endings we don't expect, but you are not alone when it comes to people that have hurt you, people that have misused you, abused you. It often happens in this field. It's just life, period. We don't escape this life without being hurt and learning things. But what we have to remember is how we as children of God have to respond in cases like this. So with that being said, I love y'all. Thank y'all so much for joining me and tuning in. Facebook, Instagram. Thank y'all so much for tuning in live with me for the very first podcast episode that we are doing live, at least since 2020. And with a brand new segment that I pray that touches your life and encourages you and reminds you of something important. So with that being said, I love you all, and I'll see you next time. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Real Talk with Sam podcast. I hope that you enjoyed it, and I definitely hope you got something out of it. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram at The Official RTWS Podcast, and shop for our original merchandise by clicking the shop button or visiting the link in the bio. See you next time.